Blog Talk Radio.
Killing us one by one. In one way or another, America will find a way to eliminate the problem one by one. The problem is the troublesome black youth of the ghetto. And one by one, we are being wiped off the face of this earth at an extremely alarming rate. And even more alarming is the fact that we are not fighting back. Brothers, sisters, niggas. When I say nigga, it is not the nigga that we've grown to fear. It is not the nigga that we say as if it has no meaning, but to me, it means never ignorant, getting goals accomplished, nigga. Niggas, what are we going to do? Walk blind into a lie or fight? Fight and die if we must. Die like niggas. This is for the masses, the lower classes, ones you left out. Jobs were given, better living, but we were capped out. Made to feel inferior, but we're superior. Break the chains on our brains that made us fear ya. Pledge allegiance to a flag that neglects us. Honor a man that refused to respect us. Emancipation proclamation, please. Lincoln just said that to save the nation. These are lies that we all accepted. Say no to drugs, but the government kept it. Running through our community, killers of unity. The war on drugs is a war on you and me. And yet, they say this is the home of the free, you ask me. It's all about hypocrisy. The Constitution, no, it don't apply to me. And Lady Liberty, super bitch, lie to me. It makes me strong. I know it's gonna like what I'm pumping, but it's wrong. She keeps someone from learning something, so get up. It's time to start nation building. I'm fed up. We gotta start teaching children that they can be all that they want to be. It's much more to life than just poverty. This is definitely, words of wisdom.
America.
I charge you with the crime of rape, murder, and assault for suppressing and punishing my people. I charge you with robbery for robbing me of my history. I charge you with forced imprisonment for keeping me trapped in the project. And the jury finds you guilty on all accounts. And you are to serve the consequences for your evil schemes. Prosecutor, do you have any more evidence? Words of wisdom, based upon the strength of a nation. Conquer the enemy, armed with education. Protect yourself, reach for what you wanna do. Know thyself, teach by what we've been through. Armed with the knowledge of the place we've been. No one will ever oppress this race again. No Malcolm X in my history text, why's that? Cause he tried to educate and liberate all blacks. Why is Martin Luther King in my book each week? He told blacks that they get smacked, turned the other cheek. I don't get it, so many questions run through my mind. I get sweaty, they act like I sequestered the rhyme. But forget it, cause one day I'ma prove the rhyme. Let every brother have to smother on the welfare line. The American dream, though it seems like it's attainable. They're pulling your sleeve, don't believe, cause it'll strangle ya. Pulling the life from your brain, I can't explain. Make it so you can't attain from what you came. You sweat is the mother that you're living. Inequality, forgetting your brothers that's living. Inequality, but they had a beaten when they took out kids. But the battle ain't over till the black man sings words of wisdom. The battle ain't over till the black man sings words of wisdom.
Nightmare, that's what I am. America's nightmare. I am what you made me. The hate and the evil that you gave me. I shine as a reminder of what you've done to my people for 400 plus years. You should be scared. You should be running. You should be trying to silence me. Huh? But you cannot escape fate. For it is my turn to come. Just as you rose, you will fall. By my hand. America. You reap what you sow. Tupacalypse. America's nightmare. Ice Cube from the lynch mob. America's nightmare. Above the law. America's nightmare. Paris. America's nightmare. Public enemy. America's nightmare. KRS-One, America's Nightmare. New African Panther, America's Nightmare. Tulu Shakur, America's Nightmare. Geronimo Pratt, America's Nightmare. Sada Shakur, America's Nightmare.
What's going down, what's going down, what's going down, what's going down?
Radio. We are here. I am your host, Dolomite, a.k.a. Dolphin. We going in live again with the Basalt, a part two series. And we're going to be dropping this information. But first thing I want to bring up to today, and I hope everybody's time is full. Something going on here. Hey,
hold up here. Something going on with this. That's why. Why my piece not locked? Really? That's how we're going to play this game? All right, no problem. No problem. I'm going to reload this piece back on. Reload it back on up. Great. All of a sudden now it's going to act crazy. We don't want to rotate to the side. Rotate your hand. Really? All right, let me redo this. Everything acting stupid today. Delete. Delete. What the hell? Somebody pushing the damn button. Come on. And what's the problem? Somebody we couldn't do that before. You're a freaking punk, man. All right. There we go. We back up and running. All right. All right. All right. Let me delete this on out of here. Well, I'll do it later. Refresh the page. But yeah, today I'm going in solo. My boy, Master Biller, couldn't been around. He handling some things out on the road and getting himself together, situated for up and coming events. What's up with you, King? Make sure you holler at me on the video if you got time. If not, all good. With my thing acting so slow. Now, last time when we had did the videos, we was into the Basalt, and you can see it's the hexagon pillars and the way they're designed. And to have all this information laid upon us, and I had to have two Facebook pages, so I'm gonna show you why I had to do this. Okay, we back up. Good. All right, so now with that being said, one thing I want to do is bring up a certain Bible verse, okay? We're going to come with the days of creation, okay? And I'm doing this for a reason. And I know a lot of people who into their religious works understand. But before you can expand, you got to first figure out how things got started. And that's real talk. You got to figure out how things got started now. With that being said, we're gonna go to our basic breakdown of the days of creation, but only want to stop at one particular one, which is this one right here, where it says the earth and the waters being made. The key part is the waters, okay? That's a key and a clue. That's a key and a clue. Now, mind you, the reason why I'm bringing it up, because when you look at this artifact of the Basalt right here, in addition to, here go another one here, I mean, it is what it is. When you look at these sculptures in this type of work, I mean, one has to comprehend, man, that these pillars are telling us something more than meets the eye. Yes, they're telling us something that meets more than meets the eye. So, long story short, we're going to bring up what meets the eye, and we ain't talking about Transformers neither. So, long story short, where my piece at here? Let me get this out of the way. Let me bring this on over here. All right, prime example. Prime example, like I did last week, when I showed you one image, I'm going to show you another one, okay? This was the design that you see over there in the Yonaguni Island of Japan. And originally, this is how it looks. Yeah, we can see it, how it's made, but these cuts and the design and how it's being shown, in his image, if you were to sit here and swear a different way.
All right, here we go. We back up and running. All right, all right. All right, let me get this on out of here. Well, obviously, let's refresh the page. But yeah,
who the hell ended the damn video? Crazy. This is crazy. This is crazy. Yo, how do a video end and you ain't get the title for it? You hit nothing. That's crazy. Somebody gonna cancel the thing off because I'm putting it out there on Facebook. I don't care. All right. So, long story short now, we're going to blow these up even more. All right, man, I ain't going to play a game with these people. They can cry wolf by everything. Look, y'all create this problem, this headache. Don't come over here cutting the thing off because you don't want people to know. It's all good, baby. It's all good. Now, to the structure that you see here, okay, and it's just one of them. Let me kind of, like, blow it up a little bit. Okay, that's like one of them right there, all right? That's just very weird how my thing cut off like that from a live, and I ain't even pushed the finish button. Somebody, they cut me off quick. All right, so you have to ask yourself, and I'm going in again, all right? You got your days of creation right here on day two, player. Ain't no if, ands, or buts. No matter what cartoon I bring up, it says clear as day ocean, right? Ask them how that got down. Ask them how the base salt got down. You see, it's nice if you want to sit here and play this Halloween game with everybody. And for some of y'all out there, I tried to tag you on to the video. They're not letting y'all come on there to be a tag. They're stricken me from that. And the sad thing is, I never tagged no one in my videos before. Never, ever, ever. That's how I know something's going down. But we're going to leave it alone. We're going to keep going on with this part. Now, mind you, that's one particular image of the basalt. That's underneath the water, all right? There are other anomalies there, such as this one, okay? Such as this one. And you can see, if I'm going to see if I can try to save as, okay, desktop, boom, even better. Now, when we slide this on down, and widen it on out. And then we're going to go ahead and see a nice good image. Now, see all this, man? Come on, man. Come on, man. You show me something in nature that's making this happen. And two, if your days of creation kicked off, why is this architect underneath the water, player? You see? Why is the architect underneath the water? It's the same. No, it ain't the same sculpture, boo. I wish it was. But it ain't the same sculpture. And just like you see this one on land, you also see it here on dry land. Okay? You also see it here on dry land. Let me move this on over. So long story short, you got a clear-cut image of these particular structures that's being a rock in your face, you see? Now this is one that's way above high ground altitude area. And these are, you know, the ones you see below. And then they're going to give you the one over here in Japan off Yonaguni Island. Okay? You see? So it's too much of this far-fetchedness going on. It's too much of the far-fetchedness going on. Again, it's too much of the far-fetchedness going on. Why are these pillars caked up in Indonesia? You see, why these hexagon shapes all in Ireland? And like I said in my previous video, Ireland people or people who want to claim Ireland descent or Black Irish, since y'all all secret society with it, who built that player high getting your area? Nothing to say because you're dumb behind don't know. You're only going by a recruitment based off secret society, and they ain't got time to run with it. Somebody else can play with you all they want to. I'm not going to play with you. Get you over the head, I will, but I ain't got time to play with you. So now, even more to this, okay? Even more to this. When I was looking at the research of some of this stuff, I ran across a crap load of pillars. I mean, they just were sitting there, and it's like the amount of work somebody did to put this stuff together. It just shows, you know, we have a long way to go. What I think, what we've been sipping on, what we've been slipping at. They go one right here. More based off construction underneath the waters. More based off construction. You see? So, again, I'm not going to sit here and run with the game. They go some more based off construction up close. You can see the hexagon shape clear as day. You can see it clear as day. You can see it clear as day. Here go another one right here showing mass quantities of it. Look how just the cut shapes are going further down in the earth. Going further down. Going further down, baby. So again, if you look at these, all how these are designed coming up out of this rock formation. But nothing but hexagon shapes. So again, a person can act crazy how they want to, but you have to explain to me how this stuff here got underwater and it, you know, this type of architect. You have to explain how this got underwater. Well, the water was lower and all this and that. Okay, the water was lower, all this and that. Cool. Since you want to run with that game, let me help you out with the imagery we found on Google Maps to show you some anomaly at the bottom. So again, you have to ask how that got there. What you gonna say? Give us a ghost story with that one? Look, man, all this water in the way ain't gonna keep going on. All this water in the way ain't gonna keep going on, okay? You got all this structure going on here, all in this ocean, like it's a damn highway, and we sit here looking crazy like, those are just craters. Is it craters? Is it craters? What about the ones over here by Morocco, baby? Clear as day. Whenever you see this little line right here coming here and here, and it's far from Morocco, you'll see it. It's clear as day. These anomaly structures are just adjacent from it, are just to the left of it over here from it. So, again, you got a long line coming this way, then cutting this way, and you got structures over here and structures right here on the opposite side of this line. You see? So I'll zoom it in for you. For y'all who can really, really see it, here it is, right? You got a big type of base rectangular shape, and then inside of you got cuts and grooves to show you some type of structure down there. And it ain't just here, but opposite of this line you see here, you'll see them over here too. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, just cuts and grooves of structures down there. And we know it's structure. We know it's structures because these are structures. Why the rain ain't break it down, player? Why the rain ain't breaking this down? It's the same stuff. The same stuff you see here is the same stuff you see where? Underwater. What, you think we're going to figure this out? You thought we're going to just keep on, you know, ha-ha-hee-hee, it's a joke? No, man. No. Y'all got something bigger going on in your world and all that club hopping, all that women empowerment. Don't do nothing for sophistication and evolution. Go sell it to the bank, baby. Go sell it to the bank. I will forever put my foot up you females behind with that woman empowerment garbage when you be leaving your sisters hanging. Forget us brothers. Fine and dandy. I got all that. Forget us. But when it comes to your sisters, you do nothing. Get out my face. All right. We're going to bring up some more information here to show you the real of the real. Okay? What's this? Do not. Oh, okay. Never mind. Is it already there? Okay, yeah, it's already. All right. So I was looking for another one where it was just so much of the pillars. They were like in a pile. Now, matter of fact, I do one even better. Now check it in record.
We're going to go to Indonesia, all right? And we're going to pull up these hexagon pillars all in Indonesia. All up in Indonesia, we're going to pull them up. Okay, they want a bat. Really? Really? Y'all really done took the thing out. Okay, cool. No problem. All right, we're going to play a game. We'll do it this way. We'll do it this way. This is a trick that they done got where they just wipe this information out based off you typing it in. All right. Since when I try, as you're a witness to it, I try to type in Indonesia hexagon pillars, right? Nothing couldn't come up. Nothing couldn't come up. Type in Indonesia hexagon. Nothing couldn't come up. Why would I type in the pyramid? Look at all this stuff kicked here, man. All up in Indonesia at a megalithic site and what they call Gunung. Okay? Gunung. Gunung has it over there in Indonesia. Cake to the T. Cake to it. Look at all this stuff caked up here. Caked up information. Just like how we saw under the waters. The same stuff you see in here. And the same practice you see in here, guess what? You see it here, too. You see it here, too. They got another one right there. And you can see that the vegetation covered this, but it still left the designs and the grooves in there based on the algae trying to cover it up. You still can see it. You still can see it. You still can see it. I start to think to myself, I'm like, okay, here goes some more of these shapes. And it looks so beautiful, man. The way it's designed, perfect, cut, stone-shaped slabs. Man, it looks so beautiful, ridiculous. But I also had to check and see about thermal. So we saw the ones in the desert, okay, and proof they had them in the desert. I mean, when we sat back and looked at the stuff over there and from the previous video, we saw them over there real easy in the Middle East, okay? Georgia has them, Saudi Arabia has them, and here they is right here being broken down, but there's a whole wasteland of it, because as you can see, they still have a sharp, jagged edge. Someone just smashed up the information so you don't get to see what's going on and paint this illusion for you. You see what I'm saying? Same thing over here in the United States. They grind these down, but you can see clear as day, it was all ridged on top of these mountains. Just while this landslide down with the same color, but they ain't looking like this color. How come the sun ain't cooking so it can look like that? Because it's a different type of stone. Factual. If it was the same stone, you'll see it up here, okay? You'll see it up, you'll see the same yellowish, limestone-ish, or sulfurish type of rock formation type of color in here, but you don't see that. You don't see it because base salt don't work that way, baby. It don't work that way. So, again, I had to check to see if there was one in a coal region. And man, boy, look at here. When I seen it, I was like, man, planet has been taken over in the worst way. A person would think what they want to think, but, you know, when I sat there and seen the basalt all up in the hillside, the mountain areas of the mountains in the cold region, it left me only with one conclusion. This stuff is all over the place on the planet. And someone lied to us. Let me help you out if you think it's a game, man. Let me help you out if you think you selling your products on the internet is worth more than gazing at this information. Let me help you out with it, okay? Let me move this out of the way. Oh, wow, this whole thing moved. Okay. Sheesh. Look how beautiful. Man, look at that. This is the same information that you would have seen. Let me pull this down some. The same information that you would have seen on the original work that I showed, and that's coming from this image right here. It's almost similar to that one. But But you can see this was in the cold. The ice not breaking it down. You see? The ice not breaking it down. Now we can go to an extreme temperature. Well, the ones in Australia. But again, this let us know that somebody is playing a juicy, nice game and Halloween and everything. You understand? They is Halloween and everything. They are asking them how this pertains to you. It'll make you stop doing everything you're doing. It'll make you stop doing everything you do it unless you hooked on it like drugs, you see? Unless you hooked. But here's the one over here in Australia. Beat down, broken down, but it's still trying to last. It's still trying to last. You see? It's still trying to stay in check with its conditioning. You can see it eroded stuff. Now, what eroded this, I don't know. What's similar to eroding something like this, I would say acid. 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 Because it was temperature. It'll show some type of volcanic situation. It would have melted it, but the same token, it would still have some sort of compressed design of it. This here is showing acidic, which means that it's like somebody, you throw acid on something and it just stings off from it. Here we go right here. Because this ain't ate up. Like, I mean, this over here is not eaten up like how this one is decayed. You see? This one is decayed. And purposely. And purposely. So, long story short, like I said, with your days of creation and innovation and how y'all like to feel good and feel high off the feeling, this is one time where your feelings got to take a back seat. Your feelings going to have to take a back seat to the real of the real because you got to explain why you got this going on underwater. And it's in many different places. I ain't go in like how I need to go in. I'm holding off because y'all only can be spread breadcrumbs in order for your brain to calculate. A lot of people's minds ain't thinking right how they're supposed to be thinking right. So therefore, you know, they're going to think the way they want to think opposed to doing what they're supposed to be doing. They're doing what they want to do. So I got all that. But in the end, natural selection is going to choose you out the way too. How about that? With your me, myself, and I, or you don't care. Or don't worry. The planet been carrying your star behind for the longest. They're going to deal with you. They're going to deal with you. But again, these constructions show that this water level wasn't there. And if it wasn't there, then this story on day two is botched. 110 botched. And how is it botched? Because somebody had to be in this level of height before the water came up to it to cover it up. Somebody had to been doing some. Somebody had been doing some heavy construction. Before algae covered this up, and you need water on the stones to make the algae or on the rocks to make the algae. So before you had the H2O player, the water wasn't there. The water wasn't there. The water was not there. And I dare any religious person to bring your facts. See? But we wonder why. The religious groups, including the Pope and all of them, they entered an opium practice. And to prove that we already did, we brought our story showing them being arrested for opium distribution. Yep. Catholic priests, play with it. Play with it. Play with it. Play with it. But these are the people that wrote and gave you what? This story right here. They gave it to you. I didn't give it to you. And you can't say that Hebrew did. That's a lie. And I don't go by any of that stuff, but you show me a land called Hebrew or Jew. You ain't going to find one, man. This ain't offending nobody. Man, stop hiding behind that garbage, man. You show me a territory where these people came from. They claim that they all can't pull one out there behind. They can't even pull one out. They the one claiming the name. Come on, people. Family, we better than this. We family, we better than this. We better than this. There's somebody playing Halloween on us. somebody playing Halloween in the worst kind of way. When you got something like this staring at you, monumental, staring at you with all this design, but yet still, you see it over here in Indonesia. You see it here in Indonesia. I'll show you on here. Look at it. He holding up one right here. They done broke, cut some of the grooves off of the thing, but you can see it still got its pointed, jagged end. You can see it still got its hexagon right here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Still got it in there. The geometry is still here. Look at that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Still got it there. Still got the geometric there. This is all in Indonesia. You see all this stuff kicked up behind you. But I'm going to ask you another important question, people. Is this a jungle or is this a forest? There it is. There it is. Is this a jungle or is this a forest? We know it ain't no forest. We know it ain't no forest. So we know now how, why, who's playing the game, and who did the backstab. You understand? But again, this stuff is caked everywhere on land. You see? High above land. You see? And underwater. Now, for y'all who go with your books, you got to explain day two versus this. You got to explain day two versus this. Okay? You got to explain day two versus this. And if somebody flooded the planet purposely, then you got yourself a traitor, people. You got yourself a serious traitor, or you got somebody who came on the outside to run this damn thing and make us look stupid. Either or, but either way, this been hidden from you. And if they, look, if they sat here and flooded a region, you see, if they sat here and flooded a region and to cover up some ancient artifacts so you don't catch on, I mean, it is what it is. Any accident that Lion City has been flooded, this Lion City over here, people, is by any accident that Lion City has been flooded by the Chinese government purposely. And I don't even like using that word, because that's just they cop out way of saying, oh, you're doing this and that. Man, everybody doing nothing but cold busting and seeing how foolish y'all lie is. It's just that simple. But again, this information was underwater. So why did Ching Ching got it underwater? Why did Ching Ching want to bury his own information? And why did Ching Ching sitting here don't want nobody to see what's going on? Because they want to bury it. Why? So they don't see how things relate to each other. That's common facts. And here go that opium flower again. Playing games. Playing games. Yeah, ooh, I understand it may look like a lotus. Whoop-de-doo. But the lotus don't have that kind of petal in there. All right? That's a part related to the damn opium. Ain't going around it. And they in a region up for it. If they in a region for it, why they ain't going to see what carved the opium? If you had the Minoans, they carve opium on their statues. Why do people couldn't? Now, y'all better get it together in a hurry. And time is running out for a whole lot. But again, this is Lion City underwater. The region got flooded out. Just like this over here was abroad all across the globe. And somebody flooded it out just so they could do what? Run a nice little highway here on Google Maps for us to look at. Here it is all right here. Like I said, you got anomalies here on this side, and you got anomaly structure here on this side, and a highway right here in between, okay? And you got one over here in the cut, too. I just seen this one. All right, so long story short, and if you want to view it, it's right over here by Western Sahara, okay? Right by Western Sahara and also by Morocco. Yeah, just to help you out with it, okay? And there's Morocco there, and there's Western Sahara. So, long story short, this is what you're up against. A world underneath your feet, and you just looking crazy with it. Because why? the area we at on the surface is like a laboratory. As long as we don't know what's going on up here, you know, we're going to be caught with the problems on the surface. Now, I know a lot of this information ain't for everyone. I know some people may find it spooky. I know some people may find it sci-fi. That's nice. But guess what, people? This is reality. It's here. It's here. It's here in your face. But it's here. And the fact that it's here shows and proves a serious threat is going down with us. Now, it just so happens the same line is channeling through this way, coming out this way, and what? Cutting back over here into the Ivory Coast, northern parts of the Ivory Coast. But again, like I said, if you got these structures here going down and being made, then, you know, and they don't need somebody giving me day two. Just don't even bring up day two. It's embarrassing. It's embarrassing. It's embarrassing. Don't even bring up day two involving the waters unless you're going to bring up these structures first and who made them. It's just that simple. Because something like this should not be underwater caked up with the designs, these cut grooves and everything of that effect, or even with these type of grooves and that effect. And look how that looks. Perfectly to a hexagon pillar. You see, these shapes shouldn't be all in your ocean, on your planet. You see, same thing with this one here. Shouldn't be up on your planet. Same thing with these here, on your planet, going into the waters, which means what? This water, these waters was in mountains. It was in the earth. Somebody just decided to bust open them waterfalls from up top to keep it showering 24/7. And this is fact. And the planet getting tired of it, and how I know the planet getting tired of it, because the planet is making new islands. Each year, the planet is making new islands to try to make up for all that water pressure that somebody done caused in areas where it's not supposed to be. The planet is correcting a mistake, because if the G.O.D. would have made it, it wouldn't have been no mistake. You know, as how many times that has happened. Well, I would never do this again. I would never do that again. But long story short, I ain't going to get into that. But long story short, we're going to show you how an island is made, you see. Once in a while, these people will see something like a landmass or basically a rock formation or even a little stud coming out of the ocean, building up to the ocean. Then they'll mess around and put more dirt on it. You see, they'll put more dirt on it. And you see the evidence right here of them throwing more dirt on this stuff to make an island. So, I mean, we have to understand that the information that's going on in our world, these people are up to some things. They got more evidence showing that they're spitting dirt on it. Spitting dirt on it. What kind of rock formation this stuff came from, you know, it had to have been something solid. It had to have been something solid. You see, here go another one right here showing imagery of this. Now, chances are this is a cartoon. I don't know, but what is it? Man-made island, Palm Island in India. But there it is right there. It's previous construction. More previous construction. You people putting stuff all in your face, but y'all with the Halloween ain't trying to see it. The guppies all in your head. The guppies are distracting. And them guppies who I'm talking about are them women out there who want to play a little garbage game and try to recruit their sisters just so they can crack them. You the guppies who I'm talking about, the hags, who don't know no damn better. You know you're a part of this garbage. They just cover up. You know you're a part of it. You just probably pissed that somebody caught on to it, and now you all upset, and we're gonna keep talking dirt about the man. And you can have fun with that. The problem with your little equation is you keep crapping on your sister. In addition to that, you forgot that brothers do have sisters, too. That's where you slipped.
You just think it's all about you, and everybody was just running your one-dimensional woman world. Who thinks that way? Girl, you came from a damn daddy. What are you talking about? Ain't got nothing to say, huh? Yeah, I know. All right. We're going to dig into more of the earth trying to repair and fix this situation that somebody else called themselves making happen the wrong way and the wrong way. So, again, you can see volcanic material constructing the island, more volcanic material constructing the island versus somebody trying to make an island. Versus someone trying to make an island. But you see it clear as day. The volcanic materials don't lie. Because someone has done something that they ain't supposed to have done. And by the volcanoes making land rise up out of the ocean, you see, and by the way that things are developed in the ocean, only comes to one conclusion. Only comes to one conclusion. You can't sit here and give me a wolf ticket story about the G-O-D thing, you know, and the story ain't sticking. That's the problem. The story ain't sticking. I don't knock the believer for being a believer or a non-believer for being a non-believer, but I do knock you for reading a story and you running with the ghost story and don't bring no education into play. I'm just going to bring feeling as my education. I'm going to use feeling as my measuring stick. Okay, so how do you digitize feeling? Come on, man. We can't be hiding behind stuff forever. Knock it off. Knock it off, man. Knock it off. Stuff get built like it. Oh, the word designed it. Oh, everything is excuse. These people know they're doing something underneath your feet. You have children or a child on the way, or parents or grandparents. Man, you got to look out for your family. But how if you got people backstabbing it? And then when somebody trying to front information, what do y'all do? You discredit them. For what? Now, prior to this, we came out with videos with different variants of basalt, and this one actually goes into a cake. I want to find it far-fetched that a lot of this stuff goes down deep into the earth. I wouldn't find it far-fetched, but some individuals did some serious sculpting, and they had to have laser cutting edge technology to make it happen. Just like our ancestors was cutting stone with laser edge technology, they weren't using no chipping. Knock it off, man. Common sense to the game. Common sense to the game. To the game. If they had algae applications, they had laser applications, and that's what's tied to laser anyway is algae. If you think it's a game. If you think it's a game, something simple as that, it's tied to it. If you think it's a game. But mind you, these variations of different basalt in caves, cut grooves. Boy, look at it. And the fact that it's in Antarctica, in the cold region, Who was in Antarctica cutting stone? Oh, they weren't cutting. You want to think they were cutting stone? All right, well, let's check. Let's check it another way. All right, if you think it's a game, if you think that they weren't cutting stone, well, watch this here. We're gonna put the stone circles all up in the region of Australia. Matter of fact, here go one anomaly right here in the cut grooves. Okay? Cut grooves of stone masonry showing this. Just like you have the stone circles here. I mean, this stuff is everywhere, peoples. Everywhere. But again, you got cut stone designs. Matter of fact, let me pull up the rock. And I remember doing this about a year and a half ago with the rock formation, showing these different variations of rocks.
The one you need to see are not these, these babies, these juggernauts. You see, I understand that's somebody's backyard, but we're going to go deep into the backyard or something else, okay? I'm going to pull up the big boulders, big babies, okay? But why their practice is all over the globe, that's another issue. That's another issue. And our ancestors always, if you go and look at certain practices in Africa involving the shamans and whatnot, man, you will see them grab some rocks and get to tapping on that earth and have to ask the ancestors the permission to step into that region. And you wonder why you see this right here, because our ancestors were getting busy back then. If it was made by nature, they'd still be making it right now. It wasn't made by nature. So let's not play games with, you know, in the glory of blaming everything on something else, saying, oh, it made everything. No, stop, man. Stop. The back and forth argument. Oh, Israel and Egypt and Jews and all in Hebrew, they made slaves. And look, Nubia was running that territory. But these guys are sitting here right where they write and make up lies just so they can keep recruiting you. That's why the story is out that you see today. But what they ain't telling you is that back then they was in the opium trade and our ancestors wasn't with trying to get their own relatives hooked on drugs, their own species hooked on drugs. You're going to get wiped out. And sure enough, fruition is coming in the past. So why? We overpopulating. There's somebody wiping that up with anything they can find. Anything they can find. So another thing I caught too with this attention, okay, well, all this creation, they never mention the word. They never mention the word snow. They never mention the word snow in the 6 days of creation. Again, these are people writing this, man. Writing it. But because you're telling a lie, guess what? A lie can never be true because it's not universal. So you ask me in your days of creation, you show me the word snow. Show me the word snow. But when Christmas time comes, y'all can tie Jesus to the snow, right? Come on, man. This has become a pathetic, weak, and just decayed to the T where nobody ain't using a common sense thinking. Common sense thinking. They let you know whoever wrote the book came from a desert region. Came from out of a desert region. Because the idiot never mentioned the word snow during the 6 days of creation. Never mentioned. I ain't writing it. You didn't write it. Someone else wrote it. But I don't see the word snow in there. It's just that, oh, they made the land and the water. And this is before we get to the animals now. It made the land. And it made the water. It made the sun, the moon. This is day one and day two. It's day one and day two. Okay? Day one and day two. You go to day three if you want to. Land, did he separate the day and call it one day and one night? Look, man. Snow, player. Snow. We can't mention H2O in a solid form. You mentioned water, but you ain't mentioned snow. Why? See? Again, this is no knock on people who want to have their thinking process in the play. But if you're going to have your thinking process in the play, you best go universal with your thinking. You best go universal with your thinking, okay? Because the basalt is laying a smash down on any religion out there. It's laying a smash down on it. And they're going to prove that you got some traitors in your camp. You got your whole entire recruitment
thing has now been botched because now what? An idiot forgot to write the word snow in the 6 days of creation. That's my fault, huh? Covering that part, right? That's my fault. It's all good, baby. I'm used to being blamed for stuff I don't normally do. I'm used to being blamed for stuff I don't normally do. Used to it by now. Used to it by now. And just sorry that a piece of weak shit who want to have their way, they two-year-old way. Nature going to pop your ass, too, because you're getting older anyway, dummy. But just to let you know what time it is, explain this here. Bible world, Catholic world, Baptist world, Quran world, Torah world, any of them world. Yeah, we can go to Ching or Hindu and then bring it up. Come on. Ain't nobody talking. Giving you a primary reason to show you that this stuff is in the snow. All in Antarctica. All in Antarctica. That's why I said, I'm going to check the one in Mexico to see how that looks. And then I seen this one. Well, first when I checked with this one here in Australia, I had to check some of the extreme temperatures. And sure enough, this is the one over here in Tasmania. But sure enough, when I seen it in extreme temperatures, I'm like, okay. Got a little bit of algae here, you know, whatever. And then I went over and checked over the ones in Mexico. Mexico's got the same type of formation, too. So I'm like, all right, okay. So what's stopping it from being broken down completely? When I started seeing it in different locations, frozen, in extreme temperatures, Look here, man. There's no way we can sit here and add facts to the game, baby. There's no way we can't sit here and add facts to the game. We don't want to sit here and add facts to the game, but we want to sit here and run with a multiple choice lie. And that seems to be the basis of the operation. Everybody want to run to a multiple choice lie, but they don't want to come to the facts of all this stuff being all over their planet. And they looking crazy with
But I don't hear it.
Look, like I said, don't come at me with no women empowerment garbage. I will smash that shit in 10 pieces. Especially the fact that y'all don't seem to look out for your sister. But the fact that you don't care about the planet, it's all about your image. Girl, you want to see him wash your cooter and stink nasty behind the water with pathogen in it? Your gated community has that. Have fun with it. Have fun with it. For a person to be totally ignorant to the damn fact and ignore their damn surroundings, but only want to care about how the hell they look, you got to be goddamn drug addict. Matter of fact, that's a pathogen in you and your brain been infested now. Your brain has been infested. That's the way I'm going to look at it. So when we take a look at more information showing the people trying to strike on this kind of talk, you can't. You can't. Because it's breaking barriers now. It's breaking barriers, going beyond a certain point. And y'all mad because y'all stuff only stop at a certain point because it has no evolution in it. So don't blame me for finding and researching. Don't blame me for going to look in Antarctica to see it in the cold region. Don't blame me for sitting here looking and finding it all underwater, okay? All up underwater. Don't blame me for any of that garbage, okay? Blame yourself because you're going to be accountable for your own actions. If you can't, get out of the way, man. It's just that simple. Get out of the way. We're not here for people to play puppet games or to sit here and jump in and out of the circle. February, I like this. Next month, women empowerment, I like this. No, stay over there with that women empowerment garbage. Don't come to the black circle with it, period. Don't come to the black circle with any of this stuff, period. Stay in your little womanhood circle. Take a tampon with you. That's the most dumbest, wicked garbage I ever heard in my life. My existence, that's the dumbest, wicked garbage I ever heard in my life. But you see, forget about your own brother, your own sister, and your own father who hacked you for your little selfish game. Ooh,
I know it's selfish enough. I carried a baby for 9 months.
I'm going to say it again. The planet been carrying your star behind ever since you came out, too. So don't sit here and say what you've been carrying for under a year versus something that's been carrying you for years. I ain't got time for drug talk, game. You can take yourself the hell on with it. Either be a grown person about this or stay off the block, man. I mean, come on the block. Just stay off the block. Because you'll get your feelings hurt. You're going to look damn stupid and how you need to be looking stupid. But again, these structures underwater, you got to address it, baby. You got to address it. You got to address it. You got to address it. It's leaving them looking crazy. They the one down there fishing for all this stuff. They knew it was them. They knew it was them. But they the one fishing for all this. I'm not down here with a scuba gear outfit. I'm not here on this screen here doing excavation underwater, okay? I'm not the one here checking out stingrays all over in areas where, you know, that these easy. Okay, if I had my own research team, I'd have been got fit. But instead, I'm dealing with traitors right now and having to execute to take them traitors out for being dumb traitors. Everybody got to learn a hard lesson the hard way. So it is what it is. You don't like it, don't do the dumb stuff. It's called repercussions, idiot. You don't think I'm going to come back to hunt you? More basalt cut lines showing you here in the ocean. So, again, man, a person has to explain day two. Because something don't just build itself in the water. You got to explain day two of that creation day. Day two of that creation day. If there's water that's there and, you know, you being blessed with, your earth being blessed with waters, my nigga, you got to explain this high altitude. Okay? You got to explain low altitude. Okay? You got to explain hot altitude. You got to explain cold altitude. When it comes to this basalt, you have to explain it. Somebody playing a game is lying to us. Big time. Big time. Big time. Now, the question is, if y'all want to be separate and be in your own little world and feel like being lied to, fine and dandy. Well, it's just protocol two finna kick in. This information ain't for y'all. It's for your babies. How about that? And they gonna look crazy at you wondering, what mama? How can you ain't never teach me this? You would teach me to go have a good time, but you couldn't teach me how to sing and learn this stuff. Why? Because mama wasn't interested in it. Mama didn't care. Mama knows best. Going to hustle somebody, that's how mama get that. That's what mama care about the most, hustling somebody. Out of every formation that's here in Antarctica with various types of whatever showing on it, cutting stone or should not be in there, but obviously it is. Obviously it is. So the same type of structure you've seen that was in the Americas, like you've seen with the variation showing you that there was some type of basalt there. You can see the remnants of this dish showing. It just shattered. Okay, but this is in Antarctica. Now, mind you, the ones that we saw over here in the United States on our prior imagery upload, here it is here. Same type of structure, like, oh, there was a flood. A groove within the dividends of the rocks. All up in here, straight line going horizontal across. But you see the same thing Australia here. You see the same thing here. You see the same thing here. So what are the odds that the Americans don't have the same type of decay of the stones like how they have over here in the colder region? Go figure with that. Go figure with that one. And these are the ones that you see in Scotland. I mean, these things are all over the place. Showing you that what? There was a different world here
and somebody playing Halloween with us. Look at this one. Look how this thing just flows up and makes a solid square feet, rectangular cube. A baseball, a rectangular cube of baseball. Man, that's remarkable, man. That's just remarkable. And look at all the stuff broken down from off of. That's just remarkable, man. A whole world full of baseball. And these designs and everything, you know, you got fools out there acting dumb with it as if your image and your prettiness come before that. I tell anybody who want to play with that pretty garbage, man, you need to go shave. You got all that hair all underneath your nose. Knock it off. Knock it off. You're going to call yourself being better than your whole entire species. Get your star behind out here. I know it's selfish and all. I know it's being selfish. Yeah, you're being selfish. Somebody will throw you behind the lake. Give you a hard reminder. But you don't see this none of this baseball design here on under these rocks. You see none of it there. But you do see it in other regions of Antarctica. But I mean, like I said, this is quite understandably where it shows that our culture are just like ants. We like to dig, let's see, and create. Now, mind you, another thing I want to bring up to show you why that culture sit here and live on that earth. And I thought about it. I'm not saying what would be the purpose, but think about it. You got water down there. Food, different circumstance, but it is a shelter. And you probably say, oh, a shelter from what? Animals? Or No, it has nothing to do with animals. It has nothing to do with animals. It has nothing to do with way bigger than animals. Information and it shows why our ancestors had to use the earth as a protection. You see this right here? These are what's considered, you know, we know they look cartoonish, but they're considered comets. But look at the indentation these things leave. That thing is knocking anything within this radius out. And you see what killed it, the vegetation. And look how big that is. Look how big that is. Now, my only gripe to this is, where's the material that hit it? It should have some type of fragment there, but obviously that fragment been confiscated. So it is what it is for that. Here's some more. But when you got things that's capable of hitting your planet and tearing up a new one on it, it'll make you think that, you know, you best do one of these here and make it happen. And you wonder why they got the basalt there, because it can meld with earth. Now, one thing that we noticed, and throughout the history of time, one thing we did notice, that even with volcanoes, one thing we noticed real heavy with volcanic material, as time went on, even when this planet first got, you know, formed or whatever, one thing I noticed about these volcanoes, the history of an impact of a comet hitting it while or during or before these things erupt, that's a very limited chance of that happening. Why, I don't know, but there should have been some type of event where at least one, or if not one, maybe two or three comets would have hit an area that once had volcanoes. It would happen by then. It would have some type of information similar to this, where it would show some portion of it still had like a volcanic structure to it, but yet still, this information here ain't merged with the volcano being decimated Viacom, it isn't. They ain't showing no proof around the world of anything like that. Chances are it may, but chances are it may be not. But this is what I'm trying to get at. Why our people had to do their thing. Now, chances are even more why the planet was forcibly flooded was because of this situation here. Now, if you around deep in the earth, I mean, let's go to Google Maps. Do we actually see any crater designs in this earth? Do we got hit and punctured? No, but we see all kind of structures down there. We see all kind of structures down there, but no craters. Zero craters. Zero craters, but we can see information here showing that there was what? It was showing that there was, hold on.
Go back to Facebook. Okay, continue. All right, sorry, somebody was calling me. But long story short, you don't see no craters in the earth as far as when it comes to the body of water. Now, what puzzled me with that was why you don't see it. Hell, why you don't even see the asteroid or comet? Any of that stuff as far as it being, you know, hitting the earth, but you still... You can give me this situation here. The same situation as here should be in the earth. Or a matter of fact, it should be underwater. Well, the water's in the way, blah, blah, blah. Okay, that's not because the water's in the way. Well, how did this get here? How did the basalt get here? How did the structure where Japan is, how did this get here? What, the comet can't hit, but this can get built before water? Come on, man. This is too far-fetched. Too far-fetched. But again, the basalt is explaining a whole lot of information. It's breaking down a whole lot of information. A whole lot. Somebody flooded something purposely, the fact that you don't have no impact from comments to tear it up. It's just showing us something. It's showing us something real heavy, but like I said before, and I'll say it again, for y'all out there in religion, my nigga, you got to explain this day right here, day two. We already know about day three. That got to explain. Shots out to you, saw our student said it. But day two, I'm going to have that one, brother. I'm going to have that one. I'm going to have that one. Okay? Okay? I'm going to have day two. All right? You bust them over the head real good for day three. You bust them over the head real good for day three. Okay? Because when Star Ross said it broke it down and saw that the sun and the moon was made on day three, hey, well, how you getting day and night for one and two? What object is making it happen if this ain't even created yet? This ain't supposed to be here. This supposed to be over here. As a matter of fact, I'm sorry, day four. It's supposed to be here. Now, here you see right here, sun and the moon was created. If the sun and the moon was created, then why is this here, buddy? Why is that there? Nothing to explain ourselves with. So, again, shout out to you, Sorrow Sioux City, for day four. Hitting them over the head. Actually, you did it for all 3 days. After four days, because you showed that there was no sun on day one, sun on day two, sun on day three, but they created on day four like a damn fool. This is the writer. This ain't us. But this is the writer. This is the writer writing this. The moon being created. This is the writer writing this. You see? But again, even with this, it shows they don't even mention snow. 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 Y'all messed up, man. The writers messed up. They thought they had the perfect tool to trick people with until the science book was made and smack it over the head 10 times over. 10 times over. He created the water. Sorry, ain't no water on land, like snow.
It ain't piling up. It ain't piling up. So why ain't it mentioning snow in the 7 days of creation, 6 days of creation? Because you was in a different territory writing this book, orchestrating it together. So from this day moving forward, don't try to sneak the word in this process here of your math equation. Your 6 days of an equation, don't sneak the word snow in. Don't sneak the word snow in. And the same thing for day two. Don't sneak the waters in if you got things already down there being built. Let me know. How in the heck somebody's sitting here building this in the water? In the water. Oh, the earth and the earth ain't making nothing. Stop, man. Stop. Stop. We're going to quit lying. We'll keep playing games and just say you don't know. And let's move forward. If you don't know, cool. But don't sit here and say, oh, because you part of a secret society family group. Man, the hell with them bums, man. The hell with them bums. You think the people who, or the individuals that run this garbage, they ain't care about secret society family? No, they don't. They can always get rid of y'all and be done with y'all. So, I mean, it is what it is. The internet want to sit here and act crazy. Log in and log down. So now, let me get this out of the way. So now that we have this information showing that some simple rock formation has now broken down the evolution of spirituality, has broken, as a matter of fact, well, we can constantly see now why there's a separation between the forest and the jungle. We can now see why. We can now see why there's a separation between the forest and the jungle. We can see that now. People want to play games, things catch on to you. Things creep up on you. And rest assured, they are going to creep up on you while you're trying to do some old crazy behind, you know, follow me like you Tupac. I don't want nobody to follow me. I want you to see and understand what's around you. Ain't got nothing to do with you following me. But I want you to understand what's around you. So your babies can have the heart to do what you can't do. And that's what it all boils down to. You're too scared, man. Too scared. Anomaly structures all down there in the earth, in the water, but y'all sitting here being tricked by the book and the author. Don't blame me. Go after the person who wrote it. That's why you don't find out who wrote it. Because the person don't want to be incriminated. Hide behind this language, hide behind that language. Oh, these are the scrolls from the Jews, or the scrolls from the Hebrew, or the scrolls from the Israelites. Man, quit hiding behind that. What the alphabet came from, man? Where the writing system came from? That is just in all that. And once you do that research, you're going to find out that all that Hebrew, Israelite, Jews, any of that stuff, all that comes from out of a system that's linked to Phoenician writing. It's linked to Syriac, Nabatean. I forget the other one that starts with the M. But at the end of the day, man, they the one that curved all this stuff and chased y'all from hieroglyphics. We didn't do it. Why we got to be at fault for showing you who did it? Why we got to be at fault for y'all having a different writing system opposed from the hieroglyphics? Take it up with them, man, because they don't want to chase you away from your family. They're the one that got you out of the group of your family and used it. Don't blame it on us, man. Don't blame it on us. I ain't trying to hear no other coach out there because no other coach had their own place. So I can't mention you. Can't mention you, but they don't need me trying to bring you up. There ain't no place called Hebrew. There is no place called Jew. Okay? And even when you get there called Israel, that had a different name before that. And why was there famine in all them areas and people eating babies? That's another issue, but I'm going to leave that alone. That's somebody playing, you know, laboratory games on people. Straight laboratory games. It's not my fault. It's not the people's fault. But it is the people's fault when they don't sit here and start to talk. So point being is somebody got to make you aware on how you need to talk.
period, point blank. So I just wanted to throw the details at you, as I always do. I hope you can catch it. It is pretty heavy. It's pretty heavy. But it will show again why the basalt is what it is. And it'll show you why it is what it is. So the more you go on your planet, you will find some amazing things on it. And you can see these columns and how they are made structure-wise, but somebody had to construct it. Somebody had to construct it. And watch how more and more of this evidence come up now, because I've seen another video of somebody putting it out there, trying to be the first haver. Too late, you're late, and you ain't going to hit this like I hit it, because you ain't going to try to have this go against things that we were taught as a kid to draw fear into it. You ain't going to do it like that. You're just going to sit here and mention, and you'll probably you know, order you to sit here and say aliens and this. Man, get out of here, man. Get out of here. Get out of here. Sorry. Indonesia will slap it over your head and say, no, ain't nothing come out the sky with some pointed ears that made that light spot. It shows you that people got involved in that work. And they were doing it heavy and hard. So I just want to throw these details at you to show you again what we thought was ain't. Or matter of fact, I take the words from Dennis Green. We are who you thought you was. You see what I'm saying? We are who you thought that you what you was. And there it is. So explain to us day two and how this got cars and you underwater doing. What scuba gear was they using? See? What scuba gear were they using? But if there was no water here and the water was in the mountains being preserved, I can cope with that in the catacombs. As well as the stalagmites will prove all that. So that's no problem with me as far as Earth, you know, holding its own water. Because metal gonna make water anyway, especially if it get hot or if it get cold. It gonna sweat if it get hot. It gonna start to cool and draw water when it get cold. And if you think I'm lying, your air conditioner will testify to that. Them small little curly tail look, they start to curl up like that. Yeah. Yeah. You better check that AC, baby. So, again, you have to explain this for day two, okay, because you got construction being done. You got to explain this. Explain it. Matter of fact, you can't really see it. I'll zoom it in for you. But you got to explain these cuts and these grooves, baby, underwater. Aqua boogie. You got to explain them. You got to explain them. And this is what I'm talking about. This is what I'm talking about. So, long story short, I'm going to get off the set because I'm up against the clock here. And with that being said, look, man, all I can do is sit here and let you know that the world that we thought was, you know, which was, you know, the situation that we thought was.
The threat is verifiable. It is real. I repeat, it is real.
So I'm going to go ahead and get my rundown, because next time I come up here, they're going to blow their mind away. They're going to blow their mind away, and that's what I do, blow minds away. Ain't got time to do that. Shots going out. Want to give a shout out to Fort Castillo, as well as Big Brother up there in Jersey. Y'all boys, do y'all thing. Down. Shout goes out to you, Ray Ray. We'll link up in the DB, baby. So, when all things hit the curve, baby, it's going to be a different aspect of life. Our planet may even split into three because of people's attitudes versus those who being lazy versus those who want to seek. So, with that information being said out here, you know, when I learned from all this, when I first gazed at it, it just shows me that, you know, we are behind the eight ball in a really, really bad, 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 bad. Okay?
and have them said that somebody wants to keep using us in a way. Now, I ran across some information. I ain't gonna bring out the point to the full, but all that I can tell to y'all out there, be careful what you eat. Be careful, because you might be eating your relatives. What do you mean by that? Do some research and find that. I'm going to get with the master builder on that program now, because, you know, he goes in hard with the bio mechanic and laying information down. Shout out to you, King. And we got to show that, man, look, this is a world where anything can go down in any given century, and it involves people being tempted used at a large number. So, with that being said, you gotta hold this thing down harder than that. You know, back then, not too long ago, a lot of people growing vegetables. That kind of man got faded out. You gotta start learning how to grow food for yourself, man. Not for yourself, but for your community. You know what I mean? Have the community help you out. Understand. But if you can't make that happen, you know, understand. But just note that, you know, the world is changing. Again, we have addressed the face-off world. We addressed somewhat of the underworld, and this is the second part. I'm going to go on with another third part to show you the deepest caves out there in the world and, you know, how all this correlates together. So, on that note, all I can tell you, man, is just hold on tight, because it's going to be a bumpy ride, you know? It's going to be a real bumpy ride. It's just sad, a lot of things that are happening with officers killing people killing people acting like disabilities based on their gender. And the fact that the gay thing is out there abroad, that's another damn issue. I ain't never seen a gay plant. I ain't never seen a transsexual plant. So I'm trying to figure why y'all trying to implement that group of individuals who lost in the head. How you not understand agriculture? I understand some of the women out there don't understand agriculture because they child support down in the damn tea like freaking fools. But, you know,
I carried it for 9 months.
Nobody care about that carrying it for 9 months. Garbage. Where the seed came from? Did it come from out your body? Did it come from your body? Then it ain't your baby. What up, man? It's just that simple. Grow up. Long story short.
Hold on for a second. My damn thing I messed up here. Hold on, PDP, man. You got to chill, brother. Let me finish this episode.
So long story short, man, you know, we're going to bust some more into this underworld and catching people in the lie. And, you know, we're going to sit here and keep people accountable for their things, man. You know, y'all want to sit here and be internet groovers with, you know, this, that, and the third. Man, I go into the information because I ain't got time to sit here and play sauce and lost. Man, I add most of that gumbo and make it happen. So long story short. Man, looky here. If y'all ain't figured this out, you have a long way to go. And more likely, some of y'all ain't going to be living that long with the situation anyway. So it's just sad that you got this going on, but that's why I always bring out the information and show a word of wisdom. I always bring out the words of wisdom, baby. You got to help your brothers out with this information and showing that, you know, it is what it is. So, 3 more minutes left to the show. I'm going to fizz on now. Killing us one by one. And y'all can listen to the outro music. America will find a way to eliminate the problem. It's your big brother, your little brother, Dolomite, a.k.a. Dolphin. Holler at you. If not, the Southern Root is going to be stagnant and getting bigger anyway, as it has already gotten. People took this for a joke. Now it's out beyond. That's what I love about it.
say as if it has no meaning, but to me, it means never ignorant, getting goals accomplished, nigga. Niggas, what are we going to do?
What blind is so what I'm going to say, I'll keep it the phone call. I'm going to fade this thing on out, man. I will holler at y'all on the big time, fuck time. I'm out. Forgive it, better living, but we were capped out. Made to feel inferior, but we're superior. Break the chains on our brains that made us fear. Pledge allegiance to a flag that neglects us. Honor a man that refused to respect us. Emancipation proclamation, please. Lincoln just said that to save the nation. These are lies that we all accepted. Say no to drugs, but the government kept it. Running through our community, killing the unity. The war on drugs is a war on you and me. And yet, they say this is the home of the free. You ask me, it's all about hypocrisy. The Constitution, you know it don't apply to me. And Lady Liberty, super bitch lied to me. Baby's strong, I know it's gonna like what I'm pumping, but it's wrong. She keeps someone from learning something, so get up. It's time to start nation building, I'm fed up. We gotta start teaching children that they can be all that they want to be. It's much more to life than just poverty. This is definitely, words of wisdom. America, 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 America. I charge you with the crime of rape, murder, and assault for suppressing and punishing my people. I charge you with robbery for robbing me of my history. I charge you with false imprisonment for keeping me trapped in the project. And the jury finds you guilty on all accounts. And you are to serve the consequences for your evil scheme. Prosecutor, do you have any more evidence? Words of wisdom, based upon the strength of a nation. Conquer the enemy, armed with education. Protect yourself, reach for what you want to do. Know thyself, teach by what we've been through. Armed with the knowledge of the place we've been. No one will ever oppress this race again. No Malcolm X in my history text, why's that? Cause he tried to educate and liberate all blacks. Why is Martin Luther King in my book each week? He told blacks that they get smacked, turn the other cheek. I don't get it, so many questions run through my mind. I get sweaty, they act like I sequestered the crime. But forget it, cause one day I'ma prove the rhyme. Let every brother have to smother on the welfare line. The American dream, though it seems like it's sustainable, they're pulling your sleep. Don't believe, cause it'll strangle ya. Pulling the life from your brain, I can't explain. Make us you can't attain from what you came. You sweat it's the mother that you're living. Inequality, forgetting your brothers that's living. Here in poverty, don't they had us beaten when they took out kids. But the battle ain't over till the black man sings words of wisdom. The battle ain't over till the black man sings words of wisdom. Nightmare, that's what I am. America's nightmare. I am what you made me. The hate and the evil that you gave me. I shine as a reminder of what you've done to my people for 400 plus years. You should be scared. You should be running. You should be trying to silence me. Huh? But you cannot escape fate. For it is my turn to come. Just as you rose, you will fall. By my hand, America. You reap what you sow. Tupacalypse, America's nightmare. Ice Cube and the lynch mob, America's nightmare. Above the law, America's nightmare. Past, America's nightmare. Public enemy, America's nightmare. KRS-One, America's Nightmare. New African Panther, America's Nightmare. Tulu Shakur, America's Nightmare. Geronimo Pratt, America's Nightmare. Sada Shakur,